not to get contaminated with that, with society. Try to give energy to the community. That's the message of Lotus. The pranayama for the health. Pranayama, doing the pranayama, health improves. Helps in overcoming various ailments. It is when in Sandhya Vandana, there is, we say, asana shuddhyarthe pranayame vinayogaha. To purify the body, I am doing the pranayama. And in pranayama, there is a mantra also in the regarding the pranayama. Nasa grastha, nasa agra. Agra sthana means here in the nasal passage, in the front of the nostril. Nasa grastha, sankarshano mat sharira sthita dagda papa purushasya nissaret. This nasa grastha, sankarshano mat sharira sthita dagda papa purushasya nissaret. This whatever sin or impurities, negativities is there in the body, may all of those ones get burnt out with pranagni. Pranagni inside, with that one, may all the negativities in me, whatever wrong things have happened in me, may all of those ones get burnt out and get released through the nasal passage. It's a mantra, it's for pranayama, glorifying the pranayama. What is pranayama? It's not just holding the breath. Through the pranagni, you awaken the pranagni and all the destroy, all the negativities. That's through pranayama. It is, it's a mantra is there in the Sandhya Vandana. We say in the Sandhya Vandana also. In the pranayama, last week I touched upon pranayama. It's a nasal passage. Each left nostril is connected to the right brain. Right nostril is connected to the left brain. The right brain is connected to the emotional personality in our body. And the left brain is connected to the masculine personality in our body. It's a left brain. Left brain is a feminine character. Feminine character of compassion, service type. That type of the personality, it has to be awakened. And right side, it's a rational thinking, energy, dynamism. It's in the left side of the brain. To evolve in the sadhana, we need both feminine characters in us as well as the masculine character. If it is only feminine character, only emotional type, feminine character, emotional type, people can exploit you. If it's overmuch, too much of emotional type, that person cannot rise up. That person is all, can go into depression. It's a feminine character. Masculine character, it's a dynamism. Only that part is awakened, that person can become an atheist. Won't believe in anything, very rational. I won't believe. And that also is not good. It's to evolve, we need a well-developed feminine and masculine personality in us. It is called as Ardha Narishwara. Half, it's symbolized in the scriptures as a half female and a half male. Ardha Narishwara. We have to become Ardha Narishwara to evolve. There is a link between the lifespan and the breath. Slower you breathe, longer you live. For example, turtles breathe for about 1 to 2 times a minute. It can live for 200 years, 300 years. Tortoise live for 200, 400 years. And further down, it's elephants breathe around 3 to 4, 5 times and live for about 150, 160 years. And humans, when they are calm and relaxed, breathe 15 times a minute, live for about 100 years. It's a full lifespan. Dogs breathe for about 35, 40 times, live for about 10 years. And mice and rabbits breathe 50, 60 times a minute, live for about 1 year, 2 years. So quicker you breathe, shorter is the lifespan. Slower you breathe, longer you live. the purpose of yoga, not for living for the sake of living, not for 100 years, 150 years, without a benefit to others. If I am living for myself, I am no use for others, a burden for the society. Don't live as a burden to the society. As long as you live, your presence should be beneficial for others. And some trees live for 50, 100, 200, 400, 600 years. Don't live like a tree. You are not beneficial for others. As long as you live, you should be beneficial for others. And our lifespan, when we are calm, relaxed, it takes 2 seconds for inhale, 2 seconds for exhale. In one cycle, we breathe it takes 4 seconds. In 1 minute, we breathe 15 times. In 1 minute and 1 hour, we breathe 900 times. In 1 day, we breathe 21,600 times. When we breathe 21,600 times, that is 1 day for the body. When the Creator is created, everyone is born with certain number of breaths. Our lifespan is not dependent on the external calendar. When the Creator has created, He did not say that you will live for its how many calendar years. It is number of breaths He has given. It is up to us how quickly we exhaust our quota and how long we can extend. Our capacity, all the Jiva's capacity, it's a living being's capacity, is 777.4 million breaths. That is the capacity we have. 777.4 million breaths. It is up to us, it's forgetting about the accident cases and other things, it is up to us how quickly we exhaust or how slowly you breathe. In the 777 million divided by its years, days, it comes to, it's 100 years. In the outer calendar, it becomes 100 years, 777.4, if you are breathing at 4 seconds per cycle. If I practice pranayama, instead of 4 seconds per cycle, I take 8 seconds per cycle to do 21,600 breaths, instead of one full 24 hours, it is taking 48 hours. So my lifespan, outer calendar says it's 200 years, though it is only 100 years for the body. If I take 16 seconds per cycle, do the pranayama, the lifespan becomes 400 years. And if I don't practice pranayama, always under stress, always under pump, always anxiety problem. Instead of taking 4 seconds per cycle, I take only 2 seconds per cycle. 21,600 for this body, outer clock has gone only 12 hours. 100 years for the body, outer clock has gone only 50 years. And the lifespan is dependent on the breath. And it says, breathe slow, breathe slow. And the pranayama happens, and I mentioned in the previous class also, pranayama, breathing is not the pranayama. Breathing, anyway it happens. Going in and out, anyway it happens. But when you go deep, 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 in this meditation also, when you see, when the mind is focused, on that one, and breathing stops, you are neither inhaling nor exhaling. That point, it happens in the pranayama. Pranayama, when the kumbhaka happens, to get to that one, we are simulating that one, like a flight simulator. Breathing simulation we are doing, holding the breath and out. The kumbha pot, when you hold the breath, if I hold the breath for 5 seconds, I'm adding 5 seconds to my lifespan. It's a there, kala. Kala is not counted at that time. You hold the breath, that kala is not counted. That 5 seconds, 10 seconds is added to my lifespan. And the pranayama, that we always, everyone experienced that one. Suppose we are watching a cricket match, and the last ball, 4 runs is required, we stop breathing. We in front of the TV, we stop, breathing stops, and we think that is the most wonderful, wonder thing. It is a wonder. I don't want to waste my time in breathing also. Breathing stops, and I want to see. But the problem, if that person hits 4 runs, I am in jubilation. If he did not hit, I go into depression. I wasted my time. But in the sadhana, when you are doing the pranayama, when you see that one, that experience, you are neither inhaling nor exhaling. Kumbhaka happens. It is nothing but joy, nothing but no jubilation or depression. You are in joy, you are in bliss. It is through pranayama it happens. That pranayama significance that helps in detoxifying, helps in removing the negativities and helps in discovering the bliss. And in the Bhagavad Gita, it says, shvasa, prashvasa, Patanjali says, shvasa, prashvasa, yorgati, vichedana, pranayama. And Shri Krishna says, apane juhvati pranam, prana, apana, tatapare, prana, apana, gati, rudva, pranayama, parayana. Gati, that rudva, that not with force, the inhaling and exhaling, you are holding the breath, that stopping that one, when it happens, that kumbhaka, that is the real definition of pranayama. When you go deep, when you experience that one, you are neither inhaling nor exhaling. That part is called as pranayama. Thank you. We'll practice pranayama.